Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. The powers that be at the No Such Agency or whatever try to goof us up again, but now we're on, so that's good. I want to go to Ezekiel 38. And thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, verse 10, that at the same time, this is the Gog Magog, you see, at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them there at rest that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabiting, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Nothing has really changed that much since the other day or last week. And when I talked to you about it, and all week long, from last Friday on, we've been watching it every day. And there's been all kind of activity with all kind of surveillance aircraft going up, plus our E-6 command and control planes. And P-8, you know, it's amazing when you have three P-8 Poseidon, the most got the most sensitive nuclear surveillance and ability to detect nukes, sensors, and all the stuff that normally would be looking for submarines off our coast, all right, which the submarines are off the coast and in the Gulf Coast and off the West Coast and off the East Coast. But just to let you know, we also have the drone subs, allegedly. I'm just going to say allegedly. The drone subs, the Russian drone subs, tsunami wave subs with nuclear weapons, I believe they're still hunting for them in the upper part of Lake Michigan, all right? And also Superior, and all, so that would cover that. And then they're also have just set up a new plane up into the St. Lawrence Seaway, a C-130 type for surveillance and for possible taking out of somebody if they find something. You could have a spooky dookie up there, Pup the Magic Dragon, so to speak, you know. Anyway, that is still ongoing. They're still searching for any kind of vessels bringing in nuclear weapons or Russian drone subs into the St. Lawrence Seaway, into Lake Erie. We also have the situation, and oh, didn't we have a green fireball? We had a big fireball. And at first, when I looked at the green fireball, you see, I saw a missile track is what I saw that got taken out at about 2,000 to 2,500 feet. And something zapped it and exploded, okay? But, of course, that then became the cover story. Now, how do we know it was a cover story? We know it's a cover story because somebody overheard that it was a cover story, okay? And they're going to put the cover story up, and that it was a, at first, back, you know, after that green light happened and came down into over Canada, you know, and all of that, and exploded. That was then said to be an asteroid that was undetected, okay? Well, then the story morphed again. And then it became, I saw it on Fox News even and other television news where they said, oh, this was a asteroid that, you know, that had been detected about 3 hours before. And isn't it wonderful that we always detect these asteroids? Where the story first came out said that was an undetected asteroid. And now the story morphed again. And that story, which I still maintain to you, was a hypersonic missile. Okay, that story then morphs into a large number of scientists believe this was a UFO. Well, unidentified flying object would include an unidentified missile. It's hypersonic. And it's so fast that they don't know it's coming. If it's coming out of an orbit, an Earth orbit, the Chinese could do that. The Russians could do that. Maybe the Norks, but I'm not so sure on that, but maybe the North Koreans, although I believe they probably have gotten through the Chinese or the Russians a hypersonic type missile, okay? I don't know if they've got the one that can orbit and do it that way. But the fact is that here's the deal, you see. Remember when a little Trudeau, you know, when Fidel Castro's bastard son, allegedly, had a little tiff with Prime Minister Xi, okay? Xi or whatever. And Xi basically told him to go, you know what, forget your, you know, maple leaf, and I'm going to take off over here. My interpreter tell you what I want to say, you know? So basically they told him to go fish, in a sense, or to go, you know what, himself, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to tell you, that right there indicates the possibility that old Xi says maybe we're just going to show him the conditions we're talking about. Because he mentions, Trudeau says, well, when the conditions develop, we will have frank discussions about how we do things in Canada. And then Wetschendigger says, yeah, when the conditions develop. Well, the conditions developed pretty quick, within a few days or a week, to where a hypersonic missile comes over. Was that a red Chinese missile, a Russian? Could very well have been a red Chinese missile saying, here's your condition, Mr. Trudeau, all right? But now I do think this. I don't think the Canadians took it out, nor do I think the Chinese pulled a self-destruct because it was going right into one of the Great Lakes. That could have been a scenario where they could have done that. But what I think happened is I think the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, up there in one of the MMV's spacecraft. I don't use the term our, meaning the U.S. anymore, because there's so many different U.S.'s. There is the Luciferian command and control at the Pentagram and under the Beijing, under the Red China Jewel, all right? That is highly Luciferian, highly communistic, and basically sold out to the Red Chinese, all right? They also, if you recall, Hunter got a lot of money from the Russians, and Red China Joe shut down the XL pipeline and okayed, which Trump had blocked, okayed the Russians' pipeline, the Nord Stream 2, which now either the U.S. and the British or both have taken out, all right, and blown from below. But this is a lot of interesting stuff going on. And it reminds me about the Ezekiel 38 most especially. Let me tell you, this stuff is going just crazy. So why do you bring back, you know, going back to after Friday and last week and stuff, you bring up and you have three P8s that were out of Jacksonville. And they went up north, and some of them, guess where they went? Into the Tennessee Smokies, over the Smokies, and looking at the nuclear power plants and the TVA dams and that kind of stuff, and into the North Carolina, where you might have a Duke power plant in there somewhere, but they also were flying over doing surveillance over the, what I will just call the Alcoa, Tennessee, the old nuclear power material development plant that goes back to the old days and is still there. You remember when that plant, oh, I guess that may have been now about 15 years ago or 16 years ago, when they had somebody cut through the back fence of the where they stored the nuclear material there, and that somebody cut through, and then also that they finally arrested a guy in a rental truck that was going back towards like New York or something, and there was a good sheriff down there in Tennessee who took that guy down, and they took him out and then arrested him. But then he got released, you see. He got released to whoever he was working for and all of that, and the sheriff had to wash his hands with him that they went back up to the feds, okay? So I'm just trying to say is this. I know who the guy worked for, Adam. I'm not going to really talk about it. So the fact is, and it wasn't working for me, it was working for, let's just say, an intelligence agency somewhere, all right? But fact is that all of that area is highly sensitive nuclear-wise. You got all the power plants and the TVA dams throughout Tennessee, North Carolina, you know, you go into Alabama, Georgia, you know, different places, right? Because that is the power grid of that whole area. And then if that whole area, which is a substantial number of people that it's providing power to, if that goes down, then that takes the grid down nationwide as well. Because the power grid is connected. And then the more of these so-fired, coal-fired power plants got taken out. Well, you know where a lot of them first got taken out was when old the Joker Tut Lizard Obama, the Joker Tut Lizard, took out a bunch of power plants down in Texas. And Texas used to have basically its own grid that was almost impenetrable because Texas could supply its own energy supplies, all right? But they took power plants offline in Texas. Now you remember not long ago, what, a year or two ago, when the whole winter deal came up and the power went out and everybody was freezing and had all kind of problems, and then the plumbing went bad and the water didn't run, the heat didn't work, you know, the whole nine yards. Taken down on purpose, all right? So that was when Texas had its almost impenetrable power grid of its own. It could have survived on anyone because they could provide the power. Now, Obama helped to take a lot of their stuff out. Now they're doing it in other places. Now Joe Biden wants to go offshore and do all that, the sunshine, and all of that's good, but you better have gas, oil, natural gas, you better have diesel to run your trains, to run your ships, to run your trucks, okay? Or are you going to get one of them big trucks and put the plug into those deals, and who's going to make the power to plug it in? And then how many more kids do you have to kill in the Belgian? Oh, the Belgian. Kill in the Congo? How many Watutsis you got to kill kids you got to kill in the Congo? And in those areas, how many more you got to kill to dig the cobalt and all the stuff to make your lithium ion batteries, okay? And I'm telling you, I say, okay, while we're playing the game, you better get you some skill, you know, SKIL, which is made in, that used to be a German company, still is, but now the factories are in, like, Virginia Beach area, Virginia, to make the skill chainsaws, the weed whackers, the blowers, the whole bit. And if you get those, and if that's the brand, or you like another brand, then get theirs. But that's the one where you got the rechargeable batteries. Well, that's going to make sure. Now, all you got to do then is get you some chainsaw oil, you know? Get you some chainsaw oil and a, you know, big, you know, some lot of little jugs of it. And you're at the ready with chainsaws, and then you can recharge them. And then if you want to plug in the recharger, if you've got, like, the, say, the Home Depot, which neither here nor there is who owns that, but, I mean, the Home Depot, it's got, like, for about $199, they got a 100-watt solar panel deal with the basic cables and connections with the small charge controller with a couple 12-volt light bulbs, and that's got plug-ins to do it. And then you can do it there. You can then recharge batteries, you know, like an RV or marine-type batteries, and you got to do them right and put them outdoors, put some kind of a vented thing over the top so they're not getting wet. You don't want them in your basement or in your necessarily in your garage, either one, but if you can have them somewhere where they're vented, all right, and you can got those, and you can charge with one of those basic Harbor Freight deals for $199, you can charge a battery in one day. Once you get it, then it's continually, you know, can continually recharge it and all of that. You can also charge the 4-in-1 or the 3-in-1 or the 5-in-1 where you can air your tires up, start your car, jump start, that kind of stuff. You can do that, and that has a battery in it. Then there are also, of course, the electrical inverters, the inverters that are, you know, available for inexpensive. You can get them a lot of places, but I'm not talking about a gasoline-driven inverter, but I'm talking about an inverter where you've got a power source like you'd plug your computer into, you know, at home or something like that. You can, because they got batteries. Then you have lights, you know, like shop lights or flashlights that are rechargeable that you can plug in, and they got batteries, and you can use them for lighting and all of that. So it becomes a system where you can stay up. Now, you're not going to run your entire household on 100-watt solar panel, but you can also get a hex connector where you can get maybe 2, 3, 4, 5. You can get 500 watts, still not going to run your furnace, your air conditioner, all your stuff. But you could have enough to run enough batteries to where then you can keep all that stuff up. You can run drills. You can run a small saw. You can run a, you know, different appliances. You can put on a TV and the CD playing or VCR playing TV. You can put your favorite record on or a radio. You can charge up rechargeable batteries for your flashlights and other appliances. And that's something that the Lord impressed on me last week. He said it in my head big time. Rechargeable batteries. You get you enough of those and you keep them charged, and you're going to have for a long, long time the ability to have a flashlight or a lantern, you know, a spotlight, the ability to have battery radios and that kind of stuff. So this is on my mind a lot, how to help you this way practically. It's not always as sexy as telling you about how many P8s went this way and that way. But I'm going to tell you what, I'll tell you some more about that in a second. But while I'm at it, you got to get capability to make sure you've got a continued a little bit of electricity. You can get a bigger charge controller once you get more batteries and that kind of stuff in there. And if you can make just a plywood box or something like that and vent it and have a roof over the head of it and your cores and everything, you can get right there and take it in. But you're also going to need extension cords, because if you can keep your refrigerator freezer on, you know, or you're maybe you got one in the garage and one in the house, you know, the so-called old one that you use for Coca-Cola or beer or whatever out in the garage. All right, so there you've got two refrigerator freezers. Maybe you got another freezer in the basement. Whatever it is, you can put blankets or insulated shipping pads or moving blankets over those to protect them and to keep hold in the coolness, all right? And then you can run them on a rejuvenating basis for 3-4 hours apiece, continually running those to keep them cold using a long extension cords or a couple of them, and you got to get the nice, good ones. And do it that way, and then if you've got the hex connector, you can hook up 5 of these things, you can really run this stuff and keep the whole system going. If you can keep the house and keep your block, okay, which that tells me you better have also some firearms, you know, and thousands, thousands, thousands of rounds of ammunition. And meanwhile, Red China Joe wants to take away all semi-automatic weapons. He said there's just no place for them in our society. Well, make sure you get at least one revolver, all right? And make sure you get one pump 12-gauge shotgun, all right? And I suppose if you don't want a semi-auto, you ought to get you a lever action, you know, a lever action gun, all right? But I wouldn't worry about that too much. Because Solzhenitsyn's porch and the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States tell you otherwise. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, the right of the people, Red China Joe, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Oh, what is it the Declaration of Independence says? Oh, huh? Incidentally, did you see the name of the restaurant that the Red China Joe ate at today? So onomatopoeia, in a sense, with regard to Joe, or so relatable to Red China Joe, okay? It's like Friends of the Two Thieves, or Friends of the Thieves, or something like that over there in Nantucket. After he got his new fireman's hat, you know. And then all the firemen wore aviator sunglasses to make it look good and make it look cool. So he could feel like the Rehoboth Beach, Wilmington mob boss that he likely is, likely allegedly. $1.45 billion to his son from the Red Chinese Bank after Red China Joe took him over on Air Force Two to meet the guy, and then they gave him an office in, it was either Shanghai or Beijing, and then Red China Joe got his own key as the big guy. And then for 2 years, you've had Tony Bobulinski went live on television to answer questions on Fox News about all of this stuff with Tucker Carlson, as I recall. Tony Bobulinski, who was a partner of Hunter and also had met with Red China Joe on several occasions, and other partners of said Red China Joe and Hunter and Jim Biden, allegedly. So CBS just discovered a new story, didn't they? Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's no political solution to spiritual problems. And what's coming at us is the end type times, okay? That's what's coming. And you've got Matthew 24. We got earthquakes in diverse places and some big ones. You got famines. You got pestilences. Now we're talking about all kind of, we're going to go back to masking and the D.C. schools. And, oh, you've got all of this. You better get your stuff. And allegedly, CBS is sending out letters to people telling them to participate in a new flu vaccine trial. And now we got Ebola vaccines. And you got your pneumonia vaccines. You got this vaccine and that vaccine, and you just kind of wonder how many of them have got the stuff in there that will help to add more and more to your internal Borg communication and control device that grows in your body and in the cells that they can influence with the 5G and make you spin around in circles if the Lucifer wants to make the sheep dance. And everything's going around in circles, going around in circles. But I tell you what, Brother Quayle, he would tell you he would like to play the Barry McGuire song from years ago. And you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Remember that old song, old people? The young people don't remember Lap In or Shindig or any of that stuff. But that was the TV where Barry McGuire, even on TV, used to sing it. So we're at that point of Matthew 24, Luke 21. So did the Red Chinese send the unidentified flying object hypersonic missile or the missile from space over Canada, which then goes into the lake up there, exploded at about 2,2500 feet? I think the MMB zapped it with something, personally, before it blew or did something. Pieces of that have been found, by the way, I believe, by U.S. Special Forces. But I'm going to tell you something else. Out of Kentucky and different places and in on and down into Tennessee and into North Carolina in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge going up and towards Virginia, West Virginia there, you've got a lot of small planes and small units. And that's another thing. On these sites where you can track planes and stuff, there are different ones of those. There are certain things that people watch. You have the ability, let's say, to see more fully than what's there. But for the most part, on a lot of the different flights, they're either not showing up because they're not using their transponder, because in a time of war, which is what we're in, by the way, in a time of war, you are not going to give your position away unless you're maybe a flying gas station, which operating on a loop inside of the thing where there's passenger aircraft and other commercial flights and what have you. It's better to identify where the gas station at so you don't run into the gas station and blow it, okay? Now, the tankers still are up in various places. We're also using older aircraft like the E-3s and different things like that, and then even small engine craft, and executive jets are flying people around. And then there are certain other aircraft that are good for transport of small teams, of special ops, okay? And then here's what I talked to you, I believe, about Friday or whatever it were. They were using an 888 preamble, which was a change-up in the way of communication. They ran an 888, and they ran, 140, and I think over a 200-character message. Well, what that did was to go out to all the submarines, all the vessels at sea, all the military aircraft, the small units, the whole nine yards, all the communication, and the portions of it in other ways to commercial pilots and small engine pilots and that kind of stuff that could also see different things or possibly spot an incoming missile or spot something out at sea or spot something in a forest or in, outside of Gatlinburg Tennessee or, Cock County or whatever, that kind of stuff. On up and down the line, all right? Or something by the dam on the such and such river, or that river, or the other river. But the special ops planes that are up there, when they put them up, they're usually calling them NA, not applicable. Or they're even, from what we understand, what I understand from different sources tell me that they're even calling some planes different things than they are. They're giving them a complete different designation to not show up. But let me tell you, they've not solved the problem of what I believe are one or two of the Russian drone submarines, tsunami-based nuclear-creating tsunami submarines that are drones that can operate independently for months and months and months. Or they can be on a timer and they can just hover at the bottom of, 1,400 foot lake, not move. And then at the right time, they move and pop, and then they pop their gourd. Pop the wild weasel and create a destruction of the freshwater of the Great Lakes and send it south. To create, what was it that the Russians said that week? We will hit the United Kingdom. There will be nothing left. Nothing left of Great Britain or those countries. Okay? And then they said from the United States, there would be little left, but there would be in the center of the country a new naval strait, like the Strait of Stalin, they're going to call it, the Strait of Stalin, that will run right down the center of the United States. Oh, a naval strait running down the middle of the United States? That looks like maybe the Great Lakes have gone down the Mississippi River then, doesn't it? And then they could also go down other rivers and go down the Ohio into the Mississippi, or down the Illinois River into the Mississippi. You see what I'm saying? Or the Missouri down in the Mississippi, whatever it is. Because that is the plan. Now, that is very much Russian. But then if you sit and look at it, the Russians, the Red Chinese, and the North Koreans are in cahoots. And then Russia and China have deals with, and the Norks do too, with Iran. And then you got the BRICS. You had Bolsonaro, which they had to perhaps manipulate another election, steal another election, you see, to put in Laluba, Lulu Laluna, or whatever his name is, the communist. So that then that also brings Brazilian oil into the Russian oil, into the Iranian oil. And now the Saudis are in with the Chinese. All right. The Venezuelans, in with the Russians, are in with the Chinese. South America has basically got deals. Every one of the countries basically got a deal with Red China. Africa has deals with Red China. And what did Red China do? They repeated what the United States did when the United States had the power it had. We still have considerable nuclear power. But we also have a condition where our aircraft or our Arleigh Burke-class destroyers can be turned off by a pass of one Sukhoi or one MiG. Whoop, whoop, there it is. Then all you got's the exit lights, and then hopefully you got a Master Chief and the guys in the engine room can maybe get it back online, you know? Well, they did that also, if you recall, to an aircraft carrier. I mean, if you've listened a long time, you know this stuff. I can't repeat everything I've ever said or talk to you about every story. But suffice to say, we are not in the strong position. And then I will tell you this, we're also got out of Colorado, all the different armor and the military vehicles are being put on the rail cars, And you can imagine from where at. I won't, well, heck with it, you know. It's not like the other people, not like the enemy don't know. It's not like Red China Joe's Millie, pink jockstrap Millie, won't call the Chinese general and tell him what we're doing. Because that's what Millie does. And that's what Millie did when he used, in a sense, a coup ability to block Trump from doing stuff. They used him against Trump. So we've got all this stuff in the Great Lakes, and we got the stuff in the Smokies. It is more pronounced there than you can imagine. This is just like I told you, that they would go or try to go for the TVA dams and the various nuclear plants and the TVA dams off the rivers and that kind of stuff. And they're doing it, and we're having to look for them. But there has been times from small groups, U.S. small units, that I believe have found certain stuff. And maybe they're sitting on them ready to light them up. Or maybe they found something that, or intercepted a rail car, because these P-8s and these surveillance aircraft of other types are following rail lines down from Chicago down to Indiana and then on down into Kentucky. They're following rail lines and stuff from off the St. Louis Seaboard or St. Lawrence Seaway and rail lines that are going down into other places. They're also looking at what's coming up across the border. We had, what did I tell you? We had an E-6 south of Tinker. and Red River Chaos, right? You had then an E3 out of Abilene up, all right? And you had other stuff because why? Because there's stuff coming across the border and coming north, all right? They're coming up to the land of the unwalled villages, Russians, Chinese, and Iranians and other Arab nations, just Muslim terrorists of different types. So now we've had in Colorado, U.S. troops storm a hilltop to commemorate a 55-year-old Vietnam battle where the American troops were fighting, and they're commemorating the anniversary of it. When we should be preparing to go against the enemies we have today. They were in a 110-hour battle for one hill. And so they had everybody at Fort Carson to simulate the experience of the Vietnam War veterans on the hill. And I can see you doing that for morale. All right? Battle of Dak To. I know somebody who went up that hill and came back down. They never were quite the same. God bless them. They used to live in Belleville, Illinois. God bless you, brother. Haven't seen you for years. Now, it's okay to commemorate a battle, but the next battle is a burning. It's right here on the mark, you see. But the fact is outside of a certain amount of troops, there ain't much ammunition or any kind of artillery or any kind of, certain missile power and that kind of stuff. It's all been sent to the Ukraine. And the production in the factories is already pre-scheduled for development and delivery. In other words, they're working three 12-hour shifts or two 12-hour. They're working three 8-hour shifts. Yeah. What planet is 36 hour day? I don't know, but there's probably somewhere. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets to be so much. But the Lord Jesus is the key. And I was going to read one more time for Red China Joe. Read one more time, you see, for the powers that be. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I think it's a large number. Interesting statistic is the number of Americans now who are carrying firearms in the United States is at a high, high number, all right? Almost close to 4 out of 10 or something, or it's just a huge increase. So what I'm trying to say is this. Went a long trend of abuses. And you see, there's still abuses and usurpations. Pursuing invariably the same object, you know? Denial of freedom of speech, denial of freedom of the press, denial of Second Amendment rights, denial of Fourth Amendment rights, and pretty soon it'll be Third Amendment rights. You're going to house them in your back 40, you see. You're going to have troops to put up the barbed wire around your megachurch to keep your megachurch people in there in a concentration camp, because the preacher may have joined the Lucy Preacher Brigade with the federal government, all right? Or they're supposed to watch their church members or their parishioners to report back to the government on them. I'll tell you what, this is just sickening. Sickening Nazi, Cheka, secret police in Red China, you know? It's the crap, the same old totalitarian, Luciferian domination of mankind crap. Same old stuff. So that's why we have the Second Amendment, to protect the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of the right to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievance. And when you have the EIEIOs, the FBI, the ABCs, the XYZs, the BATFs, the no such arses, the, you know, or as I call them, the necrophiliate Shiites, arseholes, okay? And now we got a hypersonic missile coming over, and they changed the cover story 3-4 times. They'll change it again now after tonight. There'll be something come out. And then when I saw that, oh, yeah, in other foreign countries, in Switzerland, the Swiss cops, a SWAT team, arrested a 25-year practitioner of virologist, endocrinologist, and somebody who is a researcher on viruses and bacteria and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and where he was supposedly giving misinformation about the Wuhan China flu, you see, or he was giving information out that the vaccines could hurt people and that they were untested. And now we find out from the Kaiser Foundation report that 58% of the people who have died in the last year are not the ones that were unvaccinated, but 58% of the people that died from various complications are the ones that were vaccinated and boosted, okay? Vaccinated and boosted. And then the embalmers, the undertakers, are finding, you know, 1 foot, 2 foot long blood clots. All of this stuff creating these carbographene oxide and all that kind of stuff, carbon nanotube facilities that have terminals that can pass electrical, you know, electromagnetic waves or communications from a 5G. Remember I told you I know of somebody who was in Wuhan when they turned the 5G on at the Special Forces Games, which is where they originally introduced the SARS-CoV or the SARS-2 COVID-19 that was financed by Fauci's NIH and all of that with the Wuhan lab. New World Order, Klaus Schwab, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all the different usual suspects, the royal families, the other people in the Bank of England, what they used to call the quote-unquote the black nobility of Europe. They want to kill off about 6.5 to 7 billion people on the planet. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Of course, they had the Georgia Guidestones attacked to throw all that off or to create some kind of a confusion and to keep you from talking about it, lest they think you're the ones who attacked the Georgia Guidestones, you see. Trump probably did that too. I tell you what, I hope you'd like to keep old Hawk on the air. Anything is most welcome to help. Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas. 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Because I'll tell you what, when Brother Quayle brought me on the air as a guest first and then put me on air for one night a week, and then for two nights a week, and I've been on over 18 years, going on 19 years. And I have the best audience, and I give thanks to all of you out there. Because we make some difference. We make some difference. We have a whole different look at this stuff, and we come at it from a whole different way and to pinpoint into it. And by golly, we've been right. Because the true CIC, the Lord Jesus, directs the people that are friends to this show, that are of the real deal, okay? And the information gets passed and it gets good, and then we analyze it as best we can, and we go ahead and put it out. We put it out at the expense of being, you know, exposed to potential assassinations of ourselves over the years. Getting zapped by a helicopter at 100 feet in the air and 50 yards up the street, all right? And the Lord Jesus told me, he said, run to the garage. And I ran to the garage out of my front door. And as I turned, they zapped me in the right side. And I still am affected since that. Because the conditions I have, I never had before. And I was in real good health before. There have been other intense symptoms where I had to yell through the door when I looked through the peek through a blind and I saw a red Chinese guy with real expensive clothes on saying, oh, please help me, open door, help me. And I looked out there and the Lord Jesus said, don't look at his eyes, look at his hand. And he had in his hand a cell phone-like device of some sort where he was gripping it from the sides, lengthwise from the sides, like he's going to use it either to push a button and to shoot a .22 long rifle, which the Chinese intelligence has, or one of those things that'll give you 500,000 volts in the neck real quick, okay? And so I had the old Glockenspiel, you see. And I said, yelled through the door, either get the, you know, heck off my front porch or I'm going to ventilate you through the door. And that guy took a backwards jump about 5 feet and took off running in his $1,000 a pair of shoes, his high-class slacks and big sport coat, and he started running down the street to the cul-de-sac. And so I slipped out by another doorway, and I had me a driver, a long golf club, right? And I looked down the street from behind bushes and a little wall, all right? And I could see him run to the driver's side of that big black SUV, like a Tahoe or an Escalade or, you know, something like that. I believe it was probably a Tahoe. And he talked something to the driver. I could see the driver smoking a cigarette. I could see at night, see the cigarette fire on the end of the cigarette. And so then my guy who was going to zap me, he went around to the back of the truck, around into the passenger side. They got in there, and that guy fired up that Tahoe man and put the hammer down on that thing and popped the nitrous and whatever he had in it, the supercharger, the turbo, or whatever that was going on in there. And it's a short block, and he had it doing about 70 or 80 mile an hour coming up that little hill, and I tracked him the whole way with my golf club, you know, just kind of pointing the golf club at him, you know, from a distance. And so that's the kind of stuff. And then other people who are friends of the show have had the wheels loosened, you know, on their vehicles, and the wheel came off, and tire went flat, and another time, and then riding a certain public transport, let's say, to go to a doctor's appointment, and then looking up there and watching the guy, the driver watching him in the rearview mirror, and he's the only passenger. Let's say it's a shuttle bus, all right, going to a VA hospital or something like that. This is years ago. But it wasn't the normal driver, but then a demolition derby driver comes up, forces the bus to make an altered course and to slam on the brakes, which then throws the friend of the show clear across the bus, and he hits his head and shoulder on one of the seats, you know. And then after that appointment, another time, he's crossing the street, and a manhole cover blows and misses his misses head by about 2 inches, okay? Or then the other times when he's riding in the car with his spouse, and a demolition derby driver comes right over at him, and they have to go to the ditch. Or another time when he's not riding with it, but they think he is, and then somebody who's a shill or a kite of the intel agencies, somebody who's addicted to heroin and or opioids and that kind of stuff, who's driving a car, runs into the back of the car that happens to be the man's spouse, pops into the back of that, and all of a sudden, out of the surrounding traffic, about 4 different police and federal agents come out, and they go to the window, and they say, well, where's so-and-so? Okay, where's so-and-so? Where is he? I know he's driving this car. Well, he wasn't even in the car, all right? But they hurt the spouse. She had problems, you know, whiplash kind of stuff and all kind of crazy stuff. This is our normal weeks. It has been at various times over the years. Brother Quayle, he's told you about some of his deals. How they go down and they ask at the gas station, and Steve lived up on the mountain, you know, up a mountain road at that time. And somebody asked, well, do you know where Steve Quayle is, you know? And the guy said, well, I don't know where, you know, he said, I'm not really sure. And so then that got back to Steve. And this was a whole, like, truck full of, you know, 3 or 4 different Muslim killers, okay? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then there's certain times when you might have gone out of his back door of his store area, and he looks down the alley, and there's somebody down there that's got him kind of in his sights, you see. or maybe another opportunity at some point in time where they blew Steve's, had a real pretty studio in his home in those days with a, you know, a radio, desk and, you know, a board, you know, control board and the, all of his computers and equipment and all the stuff. And he had, what was the, they call them the T1 lines, the big lines, you know, on the power company brings in or the phone company brings in the big line for your communications, right? And something zapped that and zapped that thing and blew the control board and blew sparks into Steve's face. This is the kind of stuff that we've gone through over the years. It's not where you can just say X, Y, and Z and, you know, new world order, boop, 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 and have an audience, but it's the case where we're actually combining that type of information plus or cutting edge right up to the minute information, and as it's going on information, like the year that when I got word that there was a P-3 Orion calling into Andrews Air Force Base, National Military Communications Center, and saying, I need for you to scramble jets. I've got an inbound Russian blackjack bomber at 150 nautical miles outside of, Norfolk, bop, bop, bop. And the woman on the phone, you can hear she was chewing gum, and she said, can't y'all handle that? Well, I've heard that she got reassigned to Radio 101 or was given a position in the mess hall or something like that at probably some distant base, all right? Because the P-3 Orion guy said, I need to speak to your commanding officer immediately. Bop, bop, I got a Russian duck. Give him to me now. 1 minute later, I went on the air. I put that information out, and then we were told that we scrambled the jets all along the East Coast and vectored them on in. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your house. Don't let them take your firearms or take your food or come and get you. Solzhenitsyn's porch could be your porch. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're the best by test. Go see General McCormick and oil up them old firearms and stay on the optics. Road and track, little L. I think maybe tonight's a ninja night. You're going to fight that Muay Thai. That's good stuff. I used to know a guy from Thailand named Sam A. Bartender at the old Laos CIA bar. Road and track, little L. You mind your studies as well as you got a good mommy and dad. God bless you all out there. Hey, Lord.